There are so many great places in Los Angeles to visit, and this is one of them. You can enjoy the culture and the food and play and find out all kinds of great history. Little Tokyo, and there is Go Little Tokyo. And so joining us today is Kristen Fukushima, Managing Director of Little Tokyo Community Council. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Go Little Tokyo. Can you tell us what it is? And Little Tokyo is in the downtown area, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. It is just east of downtown proper, west of the LA River, south of Union Station. So right in the middle of everything going on in downtown.
Yeah, there's so much history going on there, and then also lots of great food and places to shop and special experiences. And so can you tell us a little bit about the Go Little Tokyo campaign?
So Go Little Tokyo is a marketing campaign. It is from the Little Tokyo Community Council and the organization CARS, mm-hmm. Community Arts Resources. They are the ones implementing the campaign for us. It is funded by Metro as a mitigation for construction impact. So the goal of it is really, how can Little Tokyo market itself and still encourage people to come out to our community while we go through mm-hmm. construction for the Metro Regional Connector?
Okay, so when the Metro Regional Connector gets there, that will make it more accessible to people?
Yes, definitely. So the Regional Connector, the idea is we have all these different rail lines cutting across our region, and the Regional Connector will connect them all together. So you mm-hmm. can get across, you know, from the west side to the east side in one easy line.
There's a lot of history behind the area. Little Tokyo has been there since before the 40s.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we are 133 years wow. old. Yeah, so we are the second oldest neighborhood in all of Los Angeles. The first is Olvera or El Pueblo. Little Tokyo is also one of three remaining historic Japan towns mm-hmm. in the entire country, the other two being San Francisco and San Jose. And so the context is there used to be over 80 across the entire country, mm-hmm. and now it's really just down to these three that are the historic recognized communities. And so that is something that we think about a lot and really hold as we think about the future of our community.
Mm-hmm. It's important for the future of the community to keep supporting mm-hmm. the Little Tokyo area. It even survived the executive order during World War II. People were bused out of Little Tokyo.
Yeah, yeah. So in 1942, after the executive order, which incarcerated all Japanese Americans living on the West Coast, Little Tokyo was empty for a second, right? Mm-hmm. And at that point, it became known as Bronzeville. And so a lot of African Americans moved out to Little Tokyo, which then helped connect Little Tokyo into the history of jazz in Los Angeles. So Little Tokyo is really a site of many histories for many mm-hmm. communities. But after the war, when Japanese Americans were able to move back, Little Tokyo kind of resumed business as usual and became once again an enclave for Japanese Americans in Southern California.
And you work in a historical building in the temple.
Yeah, I work out of the old Nishi Honganji mm-hmm. Buddhist Temple, which is now owned by the Japanese American Nesh Museum. It's also home to Gopher Broke, which is an organization dedicated to preserving and telling the story of World War II Japanese American veterans. Their monument is just next to our building as well. And so it's really amazing to live in this 100-year-old building that's been the site for so many things, including a place where Japanese Americans were folks who belonged to the church, could mm-hmm. leave their belongings there. And then there's really famous images of people lining up outside the building I work in now to mm-hmm. get onto buses to be evacuated and incarcerated.
So you are living in history in a way, mm-hmm. and you have cultural programs that people can participate in. Do you want to talk about some of those,
yeah.
some of the cultural programs?
Definitely. Mm-hmm. We have maybe too many cultural programs.
So many, yeah.
Because we just have such an amazing wealth of organizations, cultural and arts producers, everything. So Go Little Tokyo is actually my go-to place, their website, golittletokyo.com, because mm-hmm. it has our comprehensive community calendar of different events, different programs, different exhibits. So right now, for example, the Japanese American National Museum has two exhibits. They have one for George Takei, who mm-hmm. I think
right.
most people know,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's from his social media or from his work with Star Trek, as well as an exhibit on the Executive Order 9066 and commemorating that 75th anniversary. Just on that same block, actually, we have East West Players. They mm-hmm. have a really wonderful play right now called Next to Normal. And it's also the home for Visual Communications, which is the premier Asian American media arts organization in the country. And they hold the Los Angeles Asian American Film Festival. And so that's just some of the organizations on one block. We mm-hmm. have countless other organizations like the Japanese American Culture and Community Center. We have improv groups who see their home here. Tuesday Night Cafe, which is the longest running Asian American open mic series in the country. So all of these things are just in Little Tokyo happening all year round.
Right. And then we also have a very special weekend coming up in July, right?
Oh, delicious Little Tokyo.
Yeah.
When I ask people, why do you come to Little Tokyo? The number one answer is usually food mm-hmm. and eating, which I understand it's a very delicious place. And so I think it made sense then that for Go Little Tokyo, one of the premier programs they do each year is Delicious Little Tokyo. So this year, Delicious Little Tokyo is July 21st through 23rd. It kicks off with a really great event, a sake fundraiser, mm-hmm. sake at First Street North, put on by Little Tokyo Service Center. I probably shouldn't say this, but it is one of my favorite fundraisers.
Yes.
And that is controversial because everyone has a fundraiser, of course, uh-huh. but this is the one where you mm-hmm. get to go, and for 3 hours, it's unlimited drinking sake and eating delicious food from vendors across Los Angeles, and of course from within Little Tokyo. I look forward to this event every year, so I'm excited that it's the first day kickoff thing for Delicious Little Tokyo. It is unlimited pouring of sake.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So
kind of dangerous. I recommend the transit.
Right.
But then other events happening that week. It's really great to see this event grow because now we're working with so many different local businesses and organizations to have different workshops. So for example, Cafe Dulce, best known for their bacon donuts, but also for me, one of my favorite places to get coffee. They are putting on a latte art competition. According to the owner, apparently there are these kind of like underground fight club latte competitions, uh-huh. which if you're not in the coffee business, you have no idea
about.
So I had no idea until he told me. And so he was like, this is a way to let people know about these latte fight club art competitions. And so that'll be a great way for people to both learn how to do the latte art and then for people who feel up to it to compete.
I know they take it seriously.
They do take it. I mean, their manager won a competition, a nationwide competition. They're pretty good at what they do. And it is delicious.
Yes.
And I know Whiff and Crane, which is one of my favorite bars. I mean, I mm-hmm. love all the bars in Little Tokyo because we have a great night scene, but Whiff and Crane, they are offering a cocktail demonstration, which will be really exciting. And then if you want to learn how to make things like sushi or spam musubi or any of these other delicious things, different businesses are offering different workshops on how to make these items. It'll all be available on golittletokyo.com. For folks who are interested. And I think the other one that I just want to shout out is U-Space. They are a ukulele mm-hmm. / coffee shop. They have an ukulele workshop. So, you know, it's not all just food. There's other different opportunities for folks to come to Delicious Little Tokyo and get to know our businesses, our organizations, and see all the delicious culinary things we have going on.
I was wondering when the sushi making workshop was going to come up because, that is so many people want to learn how to do that. And that is one of the things that you can do over that weekend, July
21st. Yeah, that's being hosted by Meat to Do Sushi and Grill. And they are a 41-year-old business mm-hmm. in Little Tokyo on First Street. It's very cute, a little bit hidden from people walking by, but it's one of the places I go most because I love the owners, I love the food, and I'm really excited to see them do this sushi workshop for folks.
What day is that?
If you want to see the full schedule, mm-hmm. you can go to golittletokyo.com and then they'll have the list of who are the different vendors, the different organizations and businesses, and what days they're each offering their workshop.
Right, because there's even a pizza making workshop.
There is at Baldoria, mm-hmm. which is they just celebrated their 1-year anniversary in our mm-hmm. community. We love having them. They are always happy to host your events or have make space for large groups. And they have really delicious pizza. Mm-hmm. And so I think people don't realize that we have all kinds of food in Little Tokyo. It's not just, Japanese food, Asian food. And so Baldoria, great pizza. And I'm actually hoping to attend that pizza making workshop myself because I don't know why their bread is so delicious. It's a great pizza place.
Right. They've got a secret.
And maybe I want to learn that secret.
They'll share it with us.
Hopefully.
That weekend, hopefully in July. Yeah. And so Little Tokyo is one of the most vibrant neighborhoods in Los Angeles. And so do you have a favorite spot, like a hidden gem that, you can tell us about? If we're there, we can seek it out.
Yeah, I mean, I think I already mentioned one of my favorites, mm-hmm. Meat to Do Sushi and Grill. Mm-hmm. I am at Kodaku a lot. It's mm-hmm. on 2nd Street. I'm mostly there after midnight. It's one of the few places, I think, in all of downtown Los Angeles that is open after midnight. They're open till I think it's 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. And their fried rice is so delicious, and they really deliver.
So that is great. That's definitely a hot spot.
It is a hot spot. Again, that I wish I hadn't told people, but I've done it. And so I guess Hodaku, it's happening.
Yeah.
And I think it's not really a hidden gem, but I always feel the need to highlight Fugetsudo, which is our oldest business in Little Tokyo. They are 114 years old this year. They opened in 1903. And so they make Japanese rice-based pastries, manju. So it's like the sweetened mochi with the bean inside, but they also have ones with chocolate inside, with peanut butter inside. Mm-hmm. It's delicious. It's a very cute historic store. It's third generation owned. Mm-hmm. Fugetsudo is just one of those like classics in Little Tokyo that hopefully everyone goes to at least once.
Yeah, everything sounds authentic. You know, how do the events help Little Tokyo? Mm-hmm. How do they support the community?
Yeah, so Little Tokyo right now, I think we're hoping that we're going through a revival. Mm-hmm. We're definitely, like many neighborhoods, being gentrified right now, you know, so our real estate is going up, which means that it's hard for, you know, rents go up as well. So it's hard for businesses to stay around and survive all these different challenges. And then with things like construction happening, it means that it makes it harder for people to come to Little Tokyo or to really want to brave, you know, a street closure or things like that. So the hope is that with events like Delicious Little Tokyo, with the other event that Cars has, Go Little Tokyo has called Holiday Marketplace, that it will give people an extra incentive, an extra reason to come to Little Tokyo and really get to know our neighborhood, and not just for all that it has to offer, but to really try to convey our history, our current struggles, the need for a community like this to continue, and how we offer something for not just the Japanese American community or Asian American community, but for Los Angeles and the country as a whole. Their website is really great. I kind of see it as a one-stop shop for all visitors coming to the area. So if you need help finding Little Tokyo, or you're not sure, should I drive, should I take public transportation, Go Little Tokyo has a tab on their page just dedicated to how do you get to Little Tokyo. Should you take the bus, should you take the Gold Line, where are the parking lots if you want to drive. There's also a page just for curated guides to helping people explore Little Tokyo. There's a lot of people who are veterans. They know exactly what they want to eat, where they want to shop, what events they want to go to. But there's other folks who are maybe coming for the first time or even the fifth time, but they usually only go to one specific place. So these are, how do you get to the neighborhood in more detail? How do you see all the public art? Or if you have a dog, what are the dog related things you can do? Or if you have a family, what are the family friendly activity. So I think these curated guides really help people see all that Little Tokyo has to offer beyond what they may already be familiar with. There's so much to do in Little Tokyo, and we all want to support Little Tokyo. So go Little Tokyo.
Yes. Go Kristen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.